Welcome back to the greatest after show on earth. I'm your host. We doing Snowfall Season 2, Episode 10, Education, the finale. Man, Franklin's locked up. Y'all, what we gonna do? Find out soon.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
You look like you took it right.
We gotta go out with a bang. Finally, our songs are like coming today.
That's what they're trying to do. Right here. Steal his moves.
It's like, I wish I could Millie Rock. I just don't know how to Millie Rock.
I can't. This mic just in my way.
Go ahead and hit anything.
I can't do it.
Hit it with some power.
I'm gonna do my little Beyonce little headwind real quick.
Act like you was in jail with Franklin and Ray Ray just jumping.
Come with that ass on
your Millie Rock.
I know, look, that would be the Millie Rock. That would be a fist.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us once again. I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright. What's happening?
Yes, I was gone last week, but I'm back for the finale, you guys. Kayla Renee.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia. And it's your girl, Kristen. What's up?
So y'all already seen the episode. I know y'all, I mean, we opened it up with Franklin spreading his cheeks, man. The boy was spreading his cheeks. He said, spread them and lift the sack. That was the opening scene.
I've never heard anything like that. I have seen
a lot of jail scenes where they got to go in, get naked, and spread their cheeks. These fools done had them lined up back to back, sitting in each other's legs. That's nasty.
That's different.
Yeah.
That whole little right in the bitch thing, they want to make them feel uncomfortable.
That's like the beginning stage of jail.
That's what that means. Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning stage of nasty.
Yeah. They want to make you feel uncomfortable. They want to bring out the animal inside of you.
What? How do you know this?
Who told you?
I'm just saying they want to make it an uncomfortable environment so you really.
I'm sure something a little bit more than that.
No.
They just got them close together.
On a bench exactly. Like that. Exactly.
I mean, jail is just a matter of like,
they
no
want to make them
so
feel
you want another naked man laying in your lap.
No. I don't want that. I'm talking about the government, the prison guards. The prison guards want them to feel uncomfortable. Like, yo, we own you. You my beezy. I can't
but
say
I mean,
the B word.
Prison is just
beezy.
Like, you're not going to be comfortable. I mean, like, there's no privacy regardless.
But they doing that on purpose. The way they had them lined up so close. Like, it's right here.
It was that's nasty. I mean, I just hope I hope and pray I don't ever have to go to jail because I don't know how it is for women, but just like for men, it's just rough.
Yeah. Don't go. Just don't go. Don't,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Lord forbid, I don't need to be in those positions to get arrested.
Hold on, let me move over here. What you up to?
So, I'm an angel.
So how did y'all feel about Franklin being in jail? He was in there the whole episode.
The whole episode was super boring.
We only needed a good 10-15 minutes of Franklin being in jail. Whatever happened to Lucia and Oso. Like,
not the whole episode.
The whole episode, no. I'm disappointed in the effort.
Wait a second.
The scenes were so slow.
Yo, but Ray Ray, the whole thing with Ray Way.
I mean, yeah,
and, you
like
know,
the,
him
like
being beat
Ray
up, man. You felt for the man. You know,
I didn't feel for him. He was acting like a beezy.
No, I'm talking about Franklin. He did act like a beezy. But after Leon came and told him, hey, man, you better go in there and just die.
Right, yeah. Leon was so
he said,
sad.
Yo, yeah, Leon, man. He's saving lives.
Leon saving lives out here.
And Jerome, because Jerome gave him that tip. Like, yo, tell him we'll kill you, his whole family, if he touches you again. So he
was like, I ain't even thinking about that. Yeah.
He used both of they, you know.
Oh, no. Why was I laughing so horribly? I got mad.
He looked so goofy. Like,
man, look at that.
No, man. Show me who you are. Stop being a busy man. We don't squeeze lemons. We make lemonade.
And I know for a fact he accidentally broke that phone. That's how he just went off of that.
Like,
that phone. Like,
but you know it's a little plastic little prop anyway. It's a little cheap little phone. Yeah, he probably got a little dollar tree, little family dollar.
What was up with Alton, man? Alton.
Hey,
was that bad acting or was that good acting?
No, it was good because he put that fire in Franklin to want to fight.
Okay.
So whatever he said, whatever little fake puppy dog face he gave him, that was enough for Franklin to want to fight.
Hey, son.
And stop acting like
how
a
you doing?
He said, how you holding
son.
Up in there?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Like, yeah, you can clearly see
last season, Franklin had just bailed him out of jail, so he know that life.
Yeah. Ooh. For him, for Franklin to fire up that hard, though, I feel like that maybe they should have got the dad to say a little bit something else, because that was, like, kind of overacted from the little line that he had. So, but
that was enough. Him saying that I've been where you are is enough. Mm-hmm. Like, it's enough to be like, oh, so you want to come up in here and play daddy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Trying to give life lessons.
Ain't no daddy.
He's trying to give life lessons and stuff. Yeah, ain't nobody trying to hear that.
Yeah. Talk about you been there before. You ain't doing what I'm doing. You ain't going through what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. Papa Alton.
You ain't on nowhere for murder. You in jail for being on the street corner.
I will say this, though. I think Alton would be a good drug dealer.
Why? How?
He remains cool and calm under pressure. I mean, without the drugs. Like, in that situation.
You think
like,
he's mom's, over?
Yeah,
I do.
We've
never seen Alton
mom's
crack.
Mom was tripping, you know. Mom's was crying. I mean, that's what moms would do. That's what moms would do. But Pops,
get her out of here if she can't tighten up.
Who brought her here?
He don't need this.
But at first was cheesy when his mom came around the corner. Though he all looking and said like, "Who's coming today?" I know.
So she started
like, "Okay, now he all like, get her the f out of here." Like,
she was
acting
up. What you were saying, my bad.
I was saying Alton would be a good drug dealer.
Whatever.
When it comes to these situations,
I'll agree to disagree.
He got a nice smile. You know what I mean? He had all white veneers or something like
that. Since when you see drug dealers around here smiling at people, showing they pearly whites? They
also need to have a good little retirement life. Old daddy, just be at home with your ex wife, new wife. I don't know what they got going on. They just need to just sit there and be happy. He don't need to get into no type of drug life.
No, yeah, he's clean. I'm glad
she went up in there acting up though.
Okay,
She had a whole scene like this. She was looking at him like he in a casket or something.
Yeah, I mean, she was out of there. Disgusting.
I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't have any kids, so I'm like, I can't imagine seeing my son. Like, you know, can't your only little baby in the back of a police car.
I felt her. I'd probably be all dramatic too.
Look, I probably know.
So. His face immediately changed after he left.
In the car or like in the jail?
No, I'm saying when he was in jail talking to his pops and mom, he had a messed up eye. Mm-hmm. But when he walks out of that room, he doesn't have a messed up eye.
Because he was angry, he opened that eye.
Yes! Wait a second. Franklin.
Look at God working.
You got mad, now your face is a little bit less bad. Like, you know that happened 5 seconds ago.
Won't he do it? Look.
That might be a makeup problem.
Enough rage will break a seal.
I think he went on a lunch break and came back. They're like, you still good.
It was some edits.
We ain't got to touch you up, Frank. I ain't got to touch you up, Frank. So were you guys scared for Franklin? Did you guys think
I was a little nervous for him.
Out?
I was like, man, he probably going to be in there getting punked. I thought he was just going to get beat up like every day while he was in there.
Yeah, he was too. He was a whole little busy when he first went up in there. I mean, and then it was like moving so slow. It had me at the edge of my seat, adrenaline rushing. Like, oh my God, they gonna kill him right now, or they gonna kill him later? Just trying to figure out.
He was trying to kill somebody off.
Look,
I thought he was gonna get like.
You knew season 3 was coming out.
Well, of course, but they could have beat him half to death.
By the way, season 3 is coming
season
out.
4.
Oh my bad.
Right?
No, it's season three.
Yeah, okay,
but way to ruin our news and gossip.
I ruined it. I just wanted to say, man, this is the news and gossip section. By the way, season 3 is coming.
We ain't going to play our drop or nothing.
We're going to have to redrop that.
That's the only news and gossip we had, y'all.
Yeah, I know. I'm out here giving out information like Reed Thompson.
Oh, shout out to Reed, though.
My boy Reed got a little scene this episode, and he played it smoothly once again. I thought he might shoot Soledad, but I was like, nah.
I was ready. I was hoping to take her out.
No, yeah. Teddy's bigger than that. Teddy's more smooth than that.
Yeah, he's smarter.
I wanted him to take her out.
He got to do stuff by the books, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart man. I love me
some Teddy. But the thing about it is, we didn't see the outcome of that, so we don't know if he took her out or if she literally was like, okay, no. I'll recant my...
She did. She recanted the statement. We know
that. You think so?
Facts.
Yeah.
They would have showed him shooting her.
Yeah.
You're not going to just...
We don't know.
You know, we know. She don't know, but yeah, we know. People in the chat, y'all know.
I'm not going to say nothing I didn't see, okay? I did not see...
Soledad ain't dead.
I did not see him shoot her.
So?
And I did not see her go into the thing. So, I can't say what happened to her.
Now, what y'all think about Oso? We didn't see no Oso.
Oso is dead. I'm disappointed.
Not dead,
so disappointed.
I disagree.
He's not dead?
No.
What I think he's gone.
You think he's gone? What do you say?
I think he's dead, too. Sorry.
I don't think he's dead. I think we're going to have a hospital scene. He might die later on in a hospital scene next season, but I think we're going to get a hospital scene.
But it's like, I could be reaching, but it was like how it ended was like Lucia was just holding him. Like, she didn't get up to be like, let me go try to call 911.
It's
it was
a cliffhanger.
Like,
mm-hmm. That's how you hang.
He was bleeding out, and he was like, "Oh, looking into the light."
He was looking into light, but he don't survive.
His eyes, like, nah. How are you gonna get to? I don't know. I don't think it's enough time for him to get to the hospital and be like, "Oh."
I don't see how she was gonna make it to get his old big heavy self off her leg with her broken ribs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no,
she got broken ribs. She all type of scarred and stabbed up too. It's just
they still on the patio. They still on the patio waiting for
season 3. Yeah, that was messed up. They didn't put him on this episode. Like, why couldn't we get something from them?
Because the no name killer took him out.
No.
We should have seen him. We should have seen him back at the park eating ice cream. Like, yeah, I did it. No. I'll be back next season.
Go away.
Who got funk? Peaches?
You bet. Do not bring him back
Peaches,
next season.
Please, okay, where you at, Peaches? You getting stabbed next.
We didn't even find out what happened to Peaches.
Nothing. He eating cereal.
Ain't
watching
nothing,
cartoons.
Ain't nothing going on with Peaches. Ain't he nothing. Out here missing all the action and here to tell the story.
We
every
all
time.
Know Peaches is comic relief.
That's whatever happened to Claudia, too, though?
I know.
We just got left with Claudia, too. Yeah, like, is Claudia still in the hospital or is she still dead?
She probably just found herself a...
I just feel like they're waiting to address all this stuff for the next season. That's why they're prolonging it.
And
I think
that's
they're going to
they
could have
teased
it
this, though.
Yes, they should have said.
Leave us with a little cliffhanger.
So I'm getting the feeling that y'all didn't like this episode.
No.
Of course not.
I'm sorry.
I'm upset.
So please express your anger. Let's go down the line and express all the things you did not like.
Let's do it.
Only because, like, my whole thing was, like, I love the Lucia and, like, Soledad and Oso storyline. So I just wanted to see a little more. It was like, it wasn't completely all bad, but it was just like, come on, y'all left us with just like one storyline. We didn't know nothing else about nobody else.
Thank you.
I was pissed because I sat there and watched a whole 35 minutes of this man being in jail.
Like 40 minutes.
Maybe, yeah. How long was the episode? No, because they really only like 45 minutes because of commercials.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like for the whole good 90% of the show, this man mm-hmm. was in jail. Mm-hmm. It was moving by so slow.
Preach.
Taking all the time in the world. We got stuff to get to. We ain't got time to be sitting here watching this fool be a beezy in jail. That's my piece.
That's my piece. Yes, I agree. I said last after show that I wanted it to be like only not even half of the show. Like, we have so much more to get to. I want to know if Oso is dead. I don't want him to die. I want to know about Claudia. I want to know... Man, that's so messed up that Kevin died. I'm upset. I feel like he was supposed to come back from life. From the dead. I feel like it was supposed to be a mistake and he's really not dead.
Come back from the dead, though.
Yeah. That's what come back from the dead. But obviously he's dead. They went to the grave. So that's sad. What else? I think that's all the storylines.
Mm-hmm. We all have the same opinion.
No, we do not have the same opinion.
I'm like, all the girls.
Hold on.
If this was second to the last episode.
Can I have my opinion? Can I have my opinion?
I would understand, but it's the season finale. Mm.
Yeah.
Hold on. No. Let me stress my wings. First of all, this episode
was... You ain't got no wings.
I love this episode. First of all, look. Who's the main character in this whole thing? Franklin. Oso and Lucia. Yo, they garbage. We don't care about them. Look, the no-name killer taking characters out, and I like it.
Garbage.
Yo, throw them away. Cool. Teddy, my favorite character. We gave him a little side piece. He got Franklin out at the end of the episode. That was cool. He talked to Soledad. He got him on the side. Cool. He was a smooth brother. Cool. He had good acting. Cool. I'm happy. But cool. Going back to Franklin, though, we saw the trials and tribulations of a young black man in the system, y'all.
How many times have we seen that?
All I'm trying to say is the American people got to see it a few more times to just really feel what they're going through. But like, nah, I'm not just talking on that that piece.
Like,
we needed to see Franklin go through this because Franklin, he a beezy. We gonna call him a beezy. He was a beezy in jail once again, but I mean for good reasons. He's a skinny twig. He got T-Rex arms. He probably gonna get beat. He's gonna get beat. So what I'm trying to say is he had to get those whoopings. But now that he's out of jail, out of prison, like he gonna be so much more of a monster. I can see Jerome because remember season one where Jerome was lifting weights out on the front lawn.
Yeah.
I can see season 3 Jerome and Franklin lifting weights in that front lawn. Like next time. time we get in a situation, man, you're going to be big. Mm-hmm. He's going to teach him how to
honestly,
box.
Honestly, was surprised that, like, Debsey wasn't, like, his mentor. I thought, like, Debsey's little appearance, like, his little cameo, I thought he was going to be, like, his, like, mentor in jail to, like, kind of help him, like, hey, mm-hmm. little homie, like, you need to get your hands up in here. But it was, like... got out, like 2 seconds later.
But he was all alone, though. We got to see Franklin without any of the supporting troops. You know what I mean? True. Like, it was Frank versus everybody. Mm-hmm. So I like seeing that aspect of Franklin, seeing him vulnerable, seeing him get beat up. And then the next night when it showed him sleeping, like, oh, please don't beat me up again. And then dude hangs himself. Mm-hmm. That was
rough.
That was a scene when dude hung himself.
That was really heavy.
But
yeah,
I did too.
Because we were all looking sheets.
Like, what is that? Yeah, I was like, what is he doing?
I knew
what
he was about to do something drastic with those sheets.
Knew. Yeah, I knew when he did that little line. Like, oh,
but why did Ray Ray stop the beating, though? Just because
the cops, I mean, the
they were already going to come in there. Yeah.
Okay, because of him. Okay. All right.
Yeah. It was like, ah, no, we not tonight.
Like when I saw it, I was like, are you respecting the dead? Like, no, we ain't going to be another black brother with this black brother hanging in here.
That definitely wasn't it. Like, it was like, nah, we not going to get caught tonight.
To show all my community a little peace.
Oh, it definitely crazy. Made him grow some balls being in there, though.
Because when he punched that dude for his shoes, I was excited. I'm like, yes, finally.
Leon. Like,
yeah,
that's
get
Leon.
Your shoes back.
That was Leon.
Yeah,
was
but the thing
no,
it
was
no,
I was gonna say that was his dad.
It was his daddy because remember Leon and Uncle Jerome came to visit him the night that they was about to do the second beatdown. Because
right.
that second beatdown, he's sitting in the bed. Leon and Uncle Jerome just told you all this stuff to do, and you sitting in bed scooting back. Don't want them to come to you. The only thing that saved his butt was that man hanging himself. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it would have been that. But when the next day when his daddy popped up, that gave him all the rage in the world to actually do something.
But what I'm trying to say is the idea of punching a random dude on a phone.
That wasn't random.
That was the guy
who
took his shoes.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
But still, that was
he
Leon.
He was angry.
But
he didn't
still, though,
back.
In the back of his head was Leon being like, yo.
I mean, they planted the seeds. They planted the seeds of strategy
in
order
rage.
For him to be who he was at the end of the jail thing. They did the strategy planting of the seeds. But what watered it and set him off was his daddy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely grown some boss.
I want to give a big shout out to Louie, man. Auntie Louie really saved Franklin at the end of the day. Cause
she always coming through, though. I love Auntie Louie.
Because Teddy was walking away. She said, look, man, I don't know about this world, but look.
She like, hey.
I know I need Franklin out, and I know you need Franklin out.
Get him out.
Teddy, that was all she needed
Teddy
to say.
Teddy nodded his head, was like, you know what? You right.
She was like, no, she basically threatened him. She's like, whatever you think you can do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that was it. Period.
That was smoke.
Period.
Y'all, Auntie Louie.
Mm-hmm. Come through, Angela.
Snap
the True, and that helped him put two and two together. He already knew who to call, what was up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This episode was live, just like our live read.
Yes, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, and if you're listening to us on iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating also.
Yeah.
Our live chat is booming today. Shout out to our regulars. Our last episode with our regulars, Big Rel Hamilton. Of course, he said Franklin grew some balls.
That boy Darren.
What's back up? Again. Netta J, shout out to you. Homework 101 said the finale was real. It felt like he was in jail.
Oh, wow.
Yo, Leon scene was powerful.
Yeah,
everybody
said Leon scene was
powerful.
Yo, we saw
that. Yeah. I felt that. Yes.
Big Rel said Leon gave Franklin confidence. That boy Darren Emmanuel, that Coogi sweater is hard.
Hey, I already know it is.
He has on Franklin's Christmas sweater.
Young Bill Cosby.
He has a Cosby sweater, real. Shout out to Mimi Smith, of course, back again. Darren said he agrees they should have gave him more scene time after getting shot, or screen time after getting shot. Who
got shot?
Kevin? I think you're talking about Kevin. Yeah, okay, yeah. Franklin went to Kev's grave after he got out of jail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but they didn't show the body. I don't think they were going to show. And then Big Rel agrees that, like, we should have seen more on Claudia. And then, mm-hmm. yeah, Darren also noticed that Deb C made an appearance. But, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
All right.
What a show.
Well, man. Also, Lucia.
We don't ever, like, we just gonna have to wait till season 3.
They didn't show.
It's too long. Like, you have to wait a whole another
year. I know, I was gonna say, that's gonna be a whole
because
year.
Lucia like, is a snitch.
They storyline.
The storyline was big. What are you talking about?
I'm saying
about?
They storyline is sleepy, though.
It was nice. That was a
Emmanuel's tripping tonight, y'all.
Tripping.
They storyline is the reason he had to shoot Kevin and be in jail in the first place.
Hello? Right, but.
And then he get out of jail telling Teddy, like, hey. You write about leadership, but we taking people out by any means necessary. We don't care who they is.
All I'm saying is Lucy and Oso, they seem just so stiff. It's always about them.
She's stiff.
No, they stiff. He's stiff they both stiff. They always talking about what we gonna do next. I don't know. I'll just hope this works. They don't have no fun scene. Name one fun scene where they have fun.
Will they have fun?
Like, Teddy be having fun. Matt be having fun. Ari be having fun. Franklin
be
having fun.
They being Jerome. Kidnapped.
No, no, no. But they have fun scenes. They have parties. They
There's
have
no
like,
room
laughable
for fun.
Scenes. But Lucy and Oso is just like, what are we going to do now? I don't know. I'm going to go snitch. You
well, they sat
do
around
it.
And had like drinks and cocktails with Soledad and Pedro before that the guys
fake.
Came in. Look,
come
well,
on.
That was when the guys came in and it was like,
she
the Stomper or whatever.
And nobody cares about Pedro.
That was when Stomper came in though, but it was like, I mean, that was the only time that they were sitting around kiki and having some little cocktails.
They got all this money and they don't ever have no fun, man. They be stiff, bro.
She a part of the cartel. There ain't no time for fun.
Yes, there is.
Mm-mm, you got to be on the
I'm
low.
Telling you, GB be having fun.
Whatever happened to
we
her?
We need more
like,
GB
need
scenes. I
want to
see like a background scene with GB having fun, like Avi. Like Avi.
Look, she
GB.
Got the recipe. She making more money. She got this new thing she cooking.
And she's having fun.
It's out there.
She's
having
being
a
stiff.
Great time. She don't care.
She's not walking around like, what are we going to do next?
I think Lucia going to get killed next.
I hope so.
She got to.
Let's wipe that whole storyline and let's have the no name killer.
She's snitching.
Let's have the no name killer become the new representation for the Latino American.
I disagree. Too. You could just leave this man dodging bullets.
That
good with
man
that.
Was there for his family. That
he
man
stayed
was,
with that shank though. Like,
he was helping his community. He was trying to save the hood.
Bye.
His hood.
I'm about to say the hood.
This was last episode's conversation.
I'm just saying. I gotta bring it. This episode didn't have that much action. It was just
you.
Yeah.
You dang right.
Say you like
and
it.
He was
you
said
it.
You like
it. I'm trying to have an after show over here. Y'all talking about last episode, man.
We just being real.
What you want to talk about? Jerome's perm? Like what? It was falling off a little bit.
Jerome definitely had his uncle pants on this episode though, because like he was real uncle mode. Like, yeah. I'm gonna get you out, nephew.
Man, shout out to Leon though.
Keep your head up. And that lawyer didn't do nothing.
He was so ain't do a dang
didn't
thing.
Do nothing.
What was the point
he
of him?
Tried. Why are you even here?
He
Why
the
do
messenger.
I even pay you?
Yo, I know the lawyer. I know he was down. They tripping. I know what the lawyer got to do.
What
do
you
got to
do?
Job.
No, what do you got to do? Explain, please.
He got, because...
What did he do? No, I want to hear it.
He helped with the hearing, because it was supposed to be longer, but he got it pushed up, right?
Okay.
And that's what the lawyer can do.
Then
he was
what?
A murder charge.
No,
no,
he got
no,
it
no.
pushed back.
I was gonna say,
no, he didn't need to push back. He asked for it to be earlier, but she was like, no, it has to be March. But it would probably have been later if he didn't even ask.
What month do you think it is in there?
I don't know.
Right.
Right.
I'm just saying, like,
he asked it for February, and she say no, I'll push it back to March. Well,
she didn't say push it back. She said we have to do it in March. But I bet if he didn't even ask, it would have been even later
but
than that.
What did he tell Franklin?
That he was going to get out.
I'm going to bail you out. You're going to get out on
you
bail.
Gonna get
he didn't
bail.
Say
that's
that.
Your first offense.
He
yes,
said
he did.
That.
No, he did
he
not.
Said
he said you're getting bail
up.
Was your first offense.
Oh, my gosh.
He
I wish we could rewind.
Up.
I'm like, get to the chat.
No,
tell me
you
out.
Don't need
listen,
the
listen,
chat.
Listen,
you
listen.
Are
what he said. This is what he said. He said, you're not going to be able to get bail because this is a murder charge.
That's not what he said.
Yes, he
did.
He said,
you're going to get
bail. You're going to get bail.
No, he didn't say that.
That's what Teddy said. That's what Teddy said. You said Teddy
said
you want me to get him out. He has a murder charge.
No, the lawyer told him he wasn't getting bail.
Okay.
Bro.
No, the
that
lawyer
Teddy
said
lawyer
I'm going
to
get you bail. This is only your first offense.
I need the chat
bail.
To help me, please.
First
chat
of
help
all,
me.
Chat.
That lawyer
please
didn't do
let
nothing.
Kristen know.
He was a messenger. Hey man, we're going to get you out. Like that's all you did. You just came in. Hey, we going to work this out. Came back. I'm going to get you bail.
And
came
then
back.
His defense to the judge for denying bail was. he ain't got no reason to run, and he not guilty. Fool, you know everybody they mama talk about they ain't
and
not
he has
guilty.
No prior
that's
offenses.
All you gonna say?
You said no prior
offenses. Like,
he got you some bigger words. If I can understand you as a lawyer, really you not using the bigger words. Uh-huh. You need to use the, you know, the yes sir words, you know, like the top of England ivory tower philosophy type words, you know what I mean? I need to be confused in the courtroom. Y'all ain't never been in a courtroom? You've been confused?
No, I never
I haven't been to court. I'm fighting traffic tickets, so I'm sorry.
Well, I don't go to the courtroom.
You had a life.
I've only been in court twice.
You had crack stories.
Crack stories, been in the court. You know what jail's like.
You know what? I beat my own case one time. I beat my own case.
You're your own lawyer.
So this is what happened, right? So we
story time.
Sidebar. This is what they're having, right? So two New Year's Eves ago, it was me and my homie Cameron Markham. I'm shouting you out on the stream, bro. We were drinking in public. We were drinking in public in Berkeley, California. We were sipping in public, and these two ladies with dogs walked up and was like, "What is that?" And then I was like, "Oh, we just chilling." And then she's like, "We the police.
Shut up.
Give me your drinks." I'm like, "Yo, y'all undercover cops? Like, with two dogs trying to stop us from drinking on the corner? Like, really? Y'all playing?" But here's the thing. They didn't write down what we was drinking. And they were supposed to write down what we was drinking. So I looked up on Reddit.com. If you ever got a case and you can't pay for a lawyer, go on Reddit.com. Just type out what your problem is. People will help you with your case. So I wrote them in Reddit.com. And people was like, "Look, did they write down what you guys were drinking?" I was like, "No, there's no record of it." They're like, "All right, cool." And they gave me some case. I forget what the case was, but it was a certain case where that happened and they had to let it go because the officer didn't write down what he was drinking. And I brought up that case. The judge looked at me and was like, "You a smart man. I'm going to send both of you and your friend to this little class." We just had to go to like a 4-hour long class. That was it.
How about we just do the right thing?
Wait, so if you didn't know that, would you have been in jail? Is it that big?
No, we would have had to pay a fine. Oh, it was just like, I think we had to pay like $400.
Was it just like drinking under 21?
No, just drinking in public. That's all it was.
Drinking it.
In public. I was like, I've never had that happen.
What kind of public?
Like on the street?
Like just on the street corner. Like, imagine a street of bars, and we, like, on one corner, just sipping, like, some 40s.
40s?
You're not looking
like, yeah.
You're sipping in the 40s. You lost me. You left the bar, that's acceptable.
No, he's outside.
He's on the street.
You know, like, why y'all on the corner 40 with the 40
for, like, $3.50, like, 50 cents, you know?
You know what?
Bar costs, like, $9. You buy, like, three of those.
The fact that this...
We being economical out here.
Oh, Franklin's Christmas sweater. Man, talking about drinking 40s. I'm about to play with him.
Oh, wait, y'all. Going back to our chat. So, shout out to Mel Lee because he definitely said he was getting bail because it's his first charge, Kristen. Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
I'm
sorry.
I'm legit. I'm going to go back home, rewind it, and figure it out.
She
I am.
She don't even like the show like that.
Yes,
she
I
lied.
Did. Wow, lies.
Wow. Lies. You are the best like
you
that.
You will be striked down. Lies. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to
try
tag
everybody.
How
do we feel about Franklin realizing who Reed is? Like, at the last, he had that little epiphany, like, Reed is working for the government or something.
That's why the title of the episode was Education.
He was taught
some stuff in jail, and then he come home to find out, look, he got to make amends with Ivy. Ivy schooled him on some stuff that Reed or Teddy, whatever, got going on, and he go home and he do his research, and he find out the government is funding the war by putting cocaine on the streets, and he done made it into crack.
And then it's like, I wonder what's going to happen between him and Teddy.
He basically, you know, at this point, he said, a person like that, you got to fear. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's like nothing he can do. I work for you. And even if I don't try to work for you, I still work for you because you're the government.
Yeah.
Everybody in America is working for the government, whether we believe it or not. Your taxes going today. Mm-hmm. Today butts.
Today butts.
Mm-hmm.
Their butts. To
their
they
butts.
Butts.
Their butts.
Spread them cheeks.
Do not.
Let's not. Like, I'm like,
Sam,
let's not.
Let's not. Spread them. What? Nah, I'm playing.
Go away.
You already know. Let's go on to predictions for next season.
We had no crackhead moves.
You're after Buzz.
We can do that next.
Are you starting?
Yeah. All right, my predictions for next season is Franklin gonna be more of a boss, of course. Mm-hmm. Teddy gonna be a more smooth character. Soledad at some point in time is gonna be taken out. She gonna die. Kev is not coming back from the grave. Oso,
good.
We gonna see a hospital. We gonna see a hospital scene with Oso, but you know what? He not gonna die. I don't think Oso gonna die. I hope Lucia die. The no name killer gotta be back because he's just too much of a gangster to take him out of this show. Leon gonna be a soldier. Peach is gonna be comic relief again. Auntie Louie, she gonna run the club. I think Auntie Louie gonna take over Claudia's club and start running that thing. Jerome, he gonna get more buff. He gonna get a better perm. And Wanda, she gonna be a little bit more crackish. Those are my predictions.
Wanda, I don't think Wanda's coming back. Anyway, okay, so my predictions are Franklin, yeah, he's definitely gonna boss up. I feel like he's gonna be like more, like definitely more educated in how the business and stuff is supposed to be ran. So I think he's gonna step up. I think him and like his family is gonna be like a more family dynamic. Like Jerome, Sissy, Alton, they all kind of like, I feel like they're gonna come together and be like more family. Yeah, like I don't know, like we all we got. Like, might as well just come together. I think Claudia is gonna come back. I think Lucia needs to die. I don't know what's going to happen with Soledad. I don't know. I still think she's still going to be trying to take down somebody, but I don't know. I think Reed is going to get everybody off, so that we'll see. But that's pretty much all I can predict right now.
Franklin ain't going back to jail. That's a fact. Because Teddy going to have his back forever. But him and Teddy, they going to become the best of friends, and they going to be running the streets of L.A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even think what happened. What's going to happen to Avi?
Nothing.
Oh, he's there. Ain't nothing. He supplied. Just having parties. He supplied that money, these weapons, all the coke. He's got everything in rotation. He putting everybody up.
Avi is a comedic relief.
He put everybody up on game. He doing his thing. But yeah, I think Auntie Louie is going to get a supreme position within the business. He's going to promote her to one his yeah, for real, to his right hand man. Or right-hand woman at the end of the day, because she down for sure. Definitely. She's down for sure. She's very smart. She's always on her toes. And even when she don't take no stuff, like, she's not about to be disrespected under any means. Like, she's not doing it. That's about it. I do believe Oso's dead. And Lucia, it's a wrap for her. They got to kill her.
Please.
Soledad, they got to kill her. Mm-hmm. And Leon going to find him a new girl and be happy.
All right.
No. No, Leon, be a player, please.
No, first, let's start off with Leon. I think Wanda is going to come back, and I think she's going to get off the crack. I think she's going to be good.
Good night.
I That's don't. Like,
they don't even got rehab for crack yet. They don't even know what it is.
So she y'all is so me. All you got, just like Bobby, you know, none of y'all saw the Bobby Brown story. All he did was be in jail for like, 48
was
hours?
That he was TV.
That's like real life. All you have to do is just life. not take it for a certain amount of time.
Have you seen Ray though? He was in jail forever too. And when he got back, he was still on that heroin, okay?
No, he can't. He went back to it. That's his fault. But you could go, when you go through all that stuff, like you can be done.
I don't think Wanda is anything short of Whitney, so I feel like she's not going to
Lord, I rebuke it. Okay.
She's not going to be like, she's not just going to get off the coke. She's starting to bring up Bobby Brown story, so I'm like, Wanda is like a Whitney. Like, she not gonna get off the crack.
She worse than Whitney.
She can get up. Okay, all right, we're going back. Going back to on topic.
I don't want to talk about them.
All right, back to topic. Oso's alive. Lucia, she is still alive, and they're gonna have a bomb storyline next season. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna have more fun because they're free.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, snitches get stitches. She ain't no free.
We'll see.
Franklin know who gave his name up. He know who was.
He
put two and two together.
With Lucia?
With Leon.
He knows that Lucia had the recipe.
He talked about it with Leon when they were hiding.
He knows.
And Lucia had the recipe, so he knows.
He knows. All right.
I don't know about giving the name to DA, the DA, though.
Yes, he knows. He said that she did it. When they was hiding out in the house before Jerome and them came and gave him the bad news, he started putting two and two together. He telling Leon what happened. He like, it was Lucia. She did all this.
All right, we'll see.
He said it.
He did.
But I think they'll have more fun, though.
Kristen wasn't watching that episode.
I was. Y'all be BSing. I'm going to prove y'all wrong. But, and what else? Oh, Franklin is going to boss up, but I feel like he's going to boss up a little bit too hard. Like, he doesn't know. He thinks Teddy might be on the op. He's an op, but really, Teddy is a bad guy like you. So, don't go too far.
We'll see him.
And,
He on his...
And, oh, yeah. What's her name? Louis, Auntie Louis not taking over that club. I think she's going to have some problems with Claudia next season, though, because of that mishap. Mm-hmm. And but she is going to boss up in the business, though, for sure. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was glad to see Ray Ray back.
I wasn't.
Okay. I like Ray Ray. Those are my
predictions. Ray Ray's cool.
Yeah.
Ray Ray's cool.
He's just like, they gotta keep having an antagonist. Yeah. Like, they gotta keep having somebody going against them all the time. And I believe that he gonna be that one and when now, he get out of jail.
Now that Ray Ray, now that Frank's out of jail, when Ray Ray gets out, that's gonna be problems for Ray Ray.
Yeah, it is.
He's definitely gonna go do something to him.
I don't think he gonna back next season.
You know, we'll see. Ray Ray?
Yeah. It's over now. Oh, wow. Y'all was trying to make him a B-list in this.
I mean, he's been there since season one.
Yeah, he started out as that. That's what he was.
Scenes. He had until one scene and then this scene. He had two scenes. Y'all trying to make him like a main
sometimes
character.
Sometimes she be hating, sometimes she love it. You know what I mean? That's just, yo, hey, shouts out to her, man. I always arguing.
We'll have to stay tuned for season three.
Season three,
congratulations to Snowball.
Y'all trying to do crackhead moment? Y'all trying to do crackhead moment? We skipping that.
The whole show was crackhead.
It's a crackhead moment.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to call the cold show a crackhead moment. Once again, thank you for joining us this season for AfterBuzz TV Snowfall Season 2. Man, this was so fire, man. Everybody in the comment section, everybody liking our videos, yes, everybody subscribing, man. We love y'all, man. We hope y'all come back next year. Next season, man. Big shouts out to all y'all just watching us, man. Thank you, man. Because without y'all, we wouldn't be here. Once again, I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Emmanuel C. Wright.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another season of Snowfall. This is my first season, but I had such a great time. You guys can catch me on Love & Hip Hop, Grand Hustle, American Horror Story, like literally all through the week. And you can follow me on Instagram at @the_only_KaylaRenee.
All right, ditto everything they just said because they gave y'all all the thanks and, you know, welcoming love. So I just give y'all more of that. You can also find me. I start 911 next week on Monday. We will be taping live here at 7. And then 2 weeks after that, I'll be again on Black Lightning, a returning host. Praise the Father. But it has been a great season. I'm glad to see y'all. I just want y'all to know, pray for me for next season. Pray about it. But y'all most likely be seeing me again if y'all tune into those other shows.
So yes, again, thank you so much.
I'm Portia Carter. You can find me everywhere at Portia Carter.
My bad.
She talk a lot, y'all.
That was a crackhead moment right there. The crackhead moment today was that.
There she goes.
Without forgetting my whole name.
Yes. Anyways, again, thank you guys for everything that you guys been through us throughout the whole season. Much love to y'all. Thanks for giving us love. You can follow me at The Chris Exclusive on Instagram. See y'all later.
Yes. Love our fans.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.